Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy day 28 of our 40-day fast. Y'all, we are almost at the finish line of this journey of consecrated prayer and fasting. As we seek the voice, the face, and the will of God, I greet you all this morning with nothing but joy, love, and excitement on this Tuesday morning. Listen, you can pray with your eyes open. You can pray with your hands on your steering wheel. You can pray while you're walking into the office. Prayer is not limited to eyes closed and heads bowed and hands folded, but we pray wherever we have an opportunity. I'm grateful to God for this 28 days, for these 28 days. Grateful to God for all of you who are joining with us. Thankful to God for those who awaken early this morning. It's my prayer that you will find yourself in a space and a place of worship, whether it's in your home, in your office, on your job, in your car, or even in the sanctuary or chapel. If you were on the prayer line yesterday, you'll remember that I'm in a season of examining and doing some Bible study on people who prayed and got positive answers from the Lord. Yesterday, we looked at Solomon's prayer and asked God for wisdom. Today, I want to take you to another powerful prayer that's answered by the Lord. You all know that our journey for reset is somewhat motivated by an instance recorded in the Gospels, even though our theme was taken from 1 John. You'll find one version in Mark chapter 9 where a man has a son who suffers from seizures and epilepsy. He's taking the son to the disciples, and the disciples are unable to heal him. The man then brings his son to Jesus. Jesus heals the son. And the disciples ask, of course, Lord, why couldn't we do it? And the answer Jesus gave is that this kind of power only comes by prayer and fasting. That is part of our foundation of our reset journey, knowing that some things can only be done by prayer and fasting. But in that interchange with the Father and Jesus, the Father says to Jesus, Lord, I need you to heal my son. Jesus says to him, all things are possible if only you believe. And the man says to Jesus, Lord, I believe. But here's the honest prayer. He says, Lord, help my unbelief. The man is humble enough to acknowledge that he is a mixture, like all of us, of faith and doubt. That there are moments when our faith is not as strong as it ought to be, and there are moments when our humanity takes over and worry, anxiety, and fear creep in. What I love is that man asks Jesus to help his unbelief. And there is no rebuke from the Lord. Jesus does not say to the man, what a shame. Jesus does not say to the man, you ought to do better. Jesus heals the man's son. Realizing that all of us have moments when we need the Lord to fill in the gap. Y'all, my car is driving well, but I've noticed recently that whenever I make a hard U-turn, my steering wheel shakes. I took it to the dealership to get fixed, and I said with them, you know what? 90% of the time it's doing well. But when I make a hard U-turn, it's shaking. That's really the way all of our faith and our walk with the Lord is, that most of the time we're doing all right. Most of the time we do well. But then there are those moments when we're shaking, and those moments where we need the Lord to step in and fix us where we're not right. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, we bow before you on this Tuesday morning, giving thanks for another magnificent day that you have made. Thank you, O gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, for another day where we have the privilege, O Lord, and obligation to come before you and to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, O God, for this 28th day of resetting, of seeking your face, your voice, and your will, believing that as we draw closer to you, not only will our lives be better, but gracious Lord and Father God, you will use us as vessels of the love of Jesus Christ to transform the world. Gracious Lord and Father God, we're equipping and preparing and availing ourselves to be used by you. And oh Lord, I'm thankful today that we can come to you as we are. That we can come to you like that father who said, Lord, that I am strong in some areas and I am weak in some others. Gracious Lord, Father God, that I have faith, but I need you to help me where I doubt. Lord, that I believe in you, and there are moments when I'm frustrated by you. Lord, that I've surrendered to your will. And then there's some areas of my life, Lord, where I'm fighting against what you're calling me to be. Lord, that I'm learning to walk right, but there's some spaces where I still do wrong. And Lord, today our prayer and humility is that you would fill in the gap. Strengthen us where we are weak. Encourage us where we are doubtful. Guide us. Give us wisdom where we are confused. Lord, allow someone today on this prayer line to know that you love us as we are, and that you call and stretch us to grow, that there is no rebuke for being human. Lord, there's no rebuke for stumbling. There's no rebuke, oh God, for not being perfect, but rather there are extended arms of grace and love, calling us to be and to do more. So gracious, loving Father God, my prayer this morning is that worship would help fill in the gap. My prayer this morning is that as we come and as we log on online, that your Holy Spirit will begin to correct what's shaking about us. That somehow the praise and worship, the prayers and songs of Zion, the proclaim into a word would strengthen us where we are weak and encourage us, Lord, where we are stumbling, to fix us where we are broken, to align us, Lord, where we are not exactly all that we should be. God, today, do what only you can do. Help our unbelief. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, God, I pray today that you would humble my spirit and give me the anointing necessary to continue to preach your holy word, and that word that lives, that lives may be transformed, to mimic and model the life of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for this day 28. We thank you, O gracious Lord and Father God, that we are only 2 weeks away from crossing the finish line of our fast, but beginning the new series and chapter of our new life in you. That when this fast ends, a new us is waiting. Gracious, loving Father God, we pray today for the sick and shut in amongst us. We lift up those who are going through the valley of the shadow of death. We remember our nation, O Lord, even as it seeks to go astray. And as difficult as it is at times, Lord, we pray for our president, our leadership, and our elected officials. Gracious, loving Father God, that you would arrest their hearts and minds, and that the same way you controlled the heart of Pharaoh, who did not believe in you, Lord, that you were to control the heart and mind of the leadership of this land. And Lord, gracious Lord, Father God, that our faith doesn't simply rest in them, but our eyes look to you, the source of all our strength and health, and ask you, O God, to work through us your will in this land, that we've never relegated the will of God to elected officials. But we hear your word, Lord, that when my people, it says that when my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face, God, that you would hear from heaven, that you would forgive our sins, and that you would heal our land. Use us, O gracious Lord, Father God, as we ask you to fill in the places where we do not believe as we ought. Shape us, Lord, mold us and correct us in worship is our prayer as we continue before you on this 28th day. Gracious Lord and Father God, we come to you in the name that is above all names and the sweetest name any lips can ever whisper, the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, O gracious Lord and Father God. Now be with us as we worship. Be with us in our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, thank you. We are looking forward to being back here tomorrow as God will give us grace and mercy as we enter day 29. We're almost in our single digit countdown. Be encouraged and know that God is doing a great work in you. This is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed, a beautiful, a powerful, and an authentic, intimate space of worship. Today, in Jesus' name, I'll be here with you in prayer tomorrow morning.